Good morning. This is your weather report from Lourdes. I can tell you it's damp. Yep. Not raining, but it's definitely damp. The clouds are low. They're heavy. And I'm joining a procession of people walking past shops which are selling rosary beads, plastic bottles for holy water, candles, coloured candles, religious candles. Bernadette is everywhere. Postcards, medals, gold crucifixes, Spanish paella, and La Vie est un trésor. It's a bookshop I'm passing. So it's a little walk down to the grotto now. And on this road to the grotto, which has got cars passing me on the left-hand side, and I'm walking past part of the French pilgrimage, or one of the French pilgrimages coming here. I need to be careful I don't get knocked down. Let's cross the road here to Notre Dame de Victoire. I'm just practicing my French, and I've got my beret on. That'll help me with my accent, you know. And I'm also wearing my T-shirt, which says, "What time is Mass?" That's from Hairy Baby, a company in Cork that make iconic T-shirts from... iconic T-shirts from Ireland. What time is Mass? And Mass began at 8:30, and it's now 8:40. On the road down, on the journey, on the walk to the grotto, which is the central focus point of Lourdes, it isn't a physical journey of much consequence. Might take you 10 minutes to walk from the hotel to the grotto at a pinch. And if you were hurrying, you could do it in less. There's a lady begging on the left-hand side. Got a green. Never mind, she's begging. And but it's some spiritual journey. It is. The walk down here this morning is an induction into a space. Because inside the asile, I think it's called, the estate, basically, on which the religious places are to be found in Lourdes. Inside this estate, there is another way of life, different from the commercial one I've just walked through. And on this journey from the commercial, it's hardly industrial, really. Lourdes isn't a very big town, and I don't know what industry it has. There's a lady here taking photographs in a black coat, and she's... You know, looks like she might be a documentary photographer, or else no, she's offering a commercial product. Good morning. And there are military people here as well standing around. But this is my journey, my spiritual journey to the grotto. And the question that came to me over breakfast was a very simple one, one that I've almost been asked by some people. But not one that I have really asked myself recently. And it's this. What do unbelievers believe? Yeah. What do unbelievers believe? I would describe myself as an unbeliever. I do describe myself as an unbeliever. I'm an unbeliever on pilgrimage. But the question is, what do unbelievers believe? And that's what I'm dwelling on as I walk this road, which, by the way, is downhill. Lourdes is a bit of a hilly place. You might have heard in the background the 8:45 bell, I presume. Yeah, what do unbelievers believe? Well, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to give you an answer. I don't know. I don't know what unbelievers believe. The best thing I could offer you is what I believe. And the fact that I call myself an unbeliever doesn't mean that when somebody else calls themselves an unbeliever, that there's an awful lot in shared or the same between us. In other words, no two unbelievers are the same. And that brings me to the realization this morning that no two believers are the same either. Two people kneeling in front of the cross, devoutly Christian, deep in meditation, are not the same. They appear to be the same. From the outside, they appear to be you know, one of the group of people who are moved religiously by the experience of being wherever they are in front of their cross. But what are they experiencing internally? What are they experiencing? Because that's what matters, isn't it? It's the actual meaning that they're making of the physical experience of putting their body in a particular place, in a particular mindset. What are they thinking? What are they feeling? What are they experiencing? And in that respect, I am at one with the believer. We share one feature, I believe, which is that we are each unique. We are each... We have the same DNA. Fair enough. But within the DNA, there are divergences. And each human being is a unique person. And that's almost like that's the result of research I've done. My research into being human, it leads me to realize that I am unique. So my spiritual journey down here today is bringing me into standing alongside people who have a set of beliefs, a set of thoughts, a set of feelings. As an aside, which I'll come back to on another occasion in Lourdes, I have difficulty with the word belief. I don't actually know what it means to me. I'm standing now in front of the entrance to the grotto. The entrance to the grotto is a walk here, and it's peaceful and quiet, and the Mass is going on, so I won't be speaking during the Mass.
Because by the journey like her and with her. All through her life of joys and sorrows and glory, she believed that the promise made to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. And the rosary invites us to believe as she did,